Found me an alley, it was on the Amazon, and it came mostly empty to fit the games on. I had games in my library from back in the day, so to Steam I did travel to download them today. I had to register Windows, I had to register with Asus. I updated the OS and updated all the drivers. I updated the Asus ROG software, which helps you to navigate whatever's in there. Updated Steam to download a few games. Then I put the device back on charge once again, because all the updating was too much for the thing. This is the power of modern gaming. I'm lying in bed, blogging my blog, as the ROG alley is on charge again. I've played GTA and some Half-Life to boot, and Audio Surf is still awesome. I wonder if maybe VR could be done. How far can I push the technology? I expect there'll be limits, but I might try to see if VR can be handled on this tiny PC. I had to register Windows, I had to register with Asus. I updated the OS and updated all the drivers. I updated the Asus ROG software, which helps you to navigate whatever's in there. Then updated Steam to download a few games. Then I put the device back on charge once again, because all the updating was too much for the thing. This is the power of modern gaming. I updated the OS and updated all the drivers. I updated the Asus ROG software, which helps you to navigate whatever's in there. Then updated Steam to download a few games. Then I put the device back on charge once again, because all the updating was too much for the thing. This is the power of modern gaming. On charge again. I've played GTA and some Half-Life to boot, and Audio Surf is still awesome, awesome. I wonder if maybe VR could be done. How far can I push the technology? I expect there'll be limits.